Are we doing our show at night? How dark is it outside right now?
It's pretty dark.
Doug, it was like this. I think you were off last week, and it was just Gator. I think he's solo. Me and Kenny are back here. We turned around, and we're like, when did it become midnight?
Yeah. It feels.
It was like 10:45 a.m.
It's so dark outside right now, and it's 10:45.
Yeah, I just looked up. I was like, oh my God.
It's exactly 10:45 a.m.
To mention not only a sight and sound, but a mind. Twilight Zone.
You're going there?
Well, it seemed appropriate.
Yeah.
It's nighttime.
It is nighttime outside. And by the way, I don't know what your neighborhood was like.
Yeah, the wolves come out at night, too.
So do the freaks, Gator. They do come out at night. Surface streets on the west side were ice rinks this morning. I left the house. It was probably about 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving out of my neighborhood at about 4 miles an hour. I got to a main road and we were probably about half speed. I think it's 45. I was around 20, 25. Mm. Freeways weren't bad, but originally, like I saw four cars in the ditch in the first 5 minutes.
Wow.
And I imagine tow truck drivers were busy pulling people out of ditches early this morning. Well, it depends, I guess, where you are in Metro Detroit. On the west side, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, my subdivision, the roads in the subdivision were bad. They're iced over, and I thought that they would be, looked like last night they were going to get nice and cleared up, but then the rain came, freezing rain, and changed things up. I think it's supposed to warm up, so that'll change hopefully soon, real soon. But nonetheless, it can be an issue for sure.
You didn't have any major problems?
No. And once I got out onto the main roads, there was no issue at all.
Kang, you were good too?
Yeah, I was good.
All right. It was definitely slippery where I was coming from, but I didn't get a chance to tell the story yesterday because we did have a something happen over the holiday break. So had a recall on our Jeep. And so you take the Jeep in and the fine folks at Cooter, which do an incredible job out there in Ipsy, offer us when they offer a loaner. Said, you need a loaner? I said, well, we do, but we're going up north. And we're going to take the Jeep up north. And they said, that's fine. You can take the loaner up north.
Great.
I'm like, awesome. I'm like, are you sure? Yeah. I'm like, this is unbelievable customer service. So we've got got the Jeep. We've got a Grand Cherokee, and it's beautiful. And we take it up north. On Christmas Day, took two cars up north with the whole family. Mom and Dad were up there to our place. And the day after Christmas, I did the show from up there. And I just get done. We got a whole bunch of stuff to do. Actually, we're headed out for lunch. Mom, Dad, the wife, my daughter, blah, blah, blah. And my oldest, phone rings, it's my oldest. And he says, Dad, I just got in an accident.
Ooh.
He had gone down to Boyne Mountain to ski,
mm-hmm.
was on his way back, slid off the road into a ditch, and trashed the loaner.
Oh, no. One car accident?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And he was fine?
He was fine. Yes. Which I thank you for asking. And that's everybody did. That's the first thing, including when I had to make that phone call. Hey, so you remember that car that you loaned us?
Oh,
yeah, it's in a ditch. I got to tell you, I have once I knew he was okay, and he immediately called a tow truck. Actually, a tow truck was driving past.
Oh.
And he basically said, yeah, you're like the 10th guy pulled out of a ditch today. But it took a while because it was like in a swampy area, and he landed on a log. And I mean, just a nightmare.
Wow.
But the car was no longer drivable. But the guy, again, the guys at Cooter were unbelievable. And what I didn't know, I kind of knew, but I didn't know, is, okay, how's this get covered now? But apparently, the police officer showed up, told my son, if you have a loaner for a recall, your insurance covers it.
Wow.
Which I'm like,
that's specific.
That's very specific language. Check the box. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Now, we still have to pay the deductible, but the guys at Cooter were unbelievable. The first thing they said, you know, one of the first things they said to us, do you need us to bring in another loaner? I'm like,
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That would, you know, I mean, that's only appropriate at this point.
So anyway, I...
or were you like, you can do that? Is that, no. That, is that a, is that an option?
I was like, no, we're going to figure it out with the one car. And thankfully, my son had buddies coming up that could help out with taking stuff and people back.
Sure.
But you talk about a... Again, once he was okay, a bit of a headache, like a very specific headache. You have a loaner and you trash it. Great. So I pulled it out. I found out today that the car's still up there and they're going to have to ship it back to do the work on it, but insurance covers it. So bit of a relief. 248-539-9797. So the Pistons clown on the Knicks last night. Meanwhile, the Red Wings go to Ottawa and win 5-3. Ottawa with two disallowed goals. Two disallowed goals. You don't see that all the time. One on an offsides, the other on goaltender interference. I haven't had a chance to ask you, how do you feel about DeBrincat not making the Olympic team?
I have mixed feelings on it. And same thing with Patrick Kane. I think DeBrincat belongs on the Olympic team. I haven't studied it enough to say that this guy doesn't and he belongs in over this guy.
Because that's what you always have to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's only fair. But so I'm fine with him not being on it because I don't want to risk injury to another player when this season is going well right now, and I'm knocking on wood here, particularly after the 5-3 win last night. I don't want to see injuries mount with this team to key players. So if that means that DeBrincat and Kane stay back for a couple weeks during the Olympic break, okay, fair enough, because we saw what happened last year. Dylan Larkin was played out of his mind in the Four Nations Cup and got hurt and was not the same player when he came back. And the Red Wings also dealt with the injury to Andrew Kopp last year, which was really significant. We didn't give it enough credit at the time how significant that injury was for what he meant to the team. He's just one of these glue guys. And those two guys, Kopp being out and then Larkin not being up to snuff because of the injury, that led to the demise in March again for a third straight year. So I'd like to get clear of March this year without any drama. So I think I'm okay with DeBrincat not playing. Now I just have to worry about Sider, Raymond, and Larkin representing their countries, and that's going to be nerve-wracking enough.
So I don't know what the timeline was of that announcement coming out. Here's what I do know. DeBrincat had one assist in the last seven games in January, and then it went goal, assist to start February. If this somehow puts a little rocket fuel in Alex DeBrincat to prove, hey, I belonged on this team, if he's disappointed on it and it serves as any motivation, because ultimately what we're talking about here is the best chance you want. What we care about is the Red Wings winning the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you care. Maybe I shouldn't speak for everybody. What I care about more is the Red Wings winning the Stanley Cup and going as long, as far as they can in the postseason. First, making it.
Let's make the playoffs.
Because we've got, as Gator once referred to it, the Munch of Marth coming up.
Yeah.
And the Munch of Marth has been bad to the Red Wings the last 2 years. You get to the trade deadline, comes and goes, and the Red Wings go in the tank. So if they can get through March, make the playoffs, then it's about making the longest run possible. If this takes a little wear and tear off the treads and a little rocket fuel, specifically for DeBrincat, and I guess Kane too, then good. Like, okay, fine. You know, if they didn't want to be in the Olympic, like the Olympic team, that's fun. It's really fun, and it's fun to have your guys to root for.
And I think, you know, Simon Edvinson is probably upset that he didn't make Team Sweden because he's had a really, really nice season this year with the Red Wings. Okay. If it's added, as you say, fuel to the fire, chip on your shoulder, whatever you need to get motivated and stay motivated during the break. You know, during the break, a lot of people are like, oh, okay, I can take a few days, go to the beach, and just decompress a while and then come back and we'll be ready to go. Some of these other guys might be really pissed that they didn't get that opportunity. So just they can't wait for the season to restart so then get after it and prove everybody wrong. I hope that's the case.
Nice win last night, too.
It's a really nice win last night. It helps that the goaltender was as good as he was. Gibson was, I think, made 37 saves last night, something like that, out of 40 shots or 41 shots, whatever it was. He was great and kept the team in it because they got off to this great 3-0 start, but Ottawa was peppering the net with shots, had great opportunities, and they would occasionally the goal they would score a goal, and things got a little nerve-wracking there. And then there was a goal that was disallowed right away, and okay, how are they going to answer that? And they did. They scored, and they were able to keep that lead because the goaltender did his job, and that's exactly what they were expecting him to be when they signed him in the offseason. They needed stability in the net, and I think they've got it right now. They're playing like it.
Yeah, good win, and coming off the Pittsburgh sweep by the Penguins, which was particularly a bitter thing. I think
they got 1 point, but yes,
they were happy to bounce back and get that win last night, to say the least. All right, coming up next hour, the best of what Dan Campbell told on morning show. We'll get to that today at 11:20 on 97.1.